always, and joining me now is the man of the hour, head coach Rudy Week. Second year here, coach, and I think this is the signature win.
Hey, so far so good. This is this one was a lot of fun, that's for sure.
So what was the big step? What was the point? I mean, you can look at Josh Words with his three touchdown runs and making the interception at the end. You can credit the defense holding Heelan scoreless until the fourth quarter. I mean, what for you was the point in the game where you got this thing rolling?
You know, I don't know if I can point to any one play, but I can point to our overall mindset. You know, this wasn't like some of the other games where we've come off a little sluggish. We came out ready to play, and it showed, and this is a good Heelan team. Every time where we had to get out there and either answer a score that they had or started off rolling, our guys were able to do that, and it was great to see. I guess I wasn't aware that Wurge had three scores, so that's good to see. He's a great kid, and he earns every one of them.
Your defense was outstanding tonight. Your three linebackers, Hoops, Mulgay, Rios got there at the end. Got Kevin Duque, as always. I really liked Alfredo Ramirez tonight. I thought he had a terrific game, just bullied Payer off the right side all the time, and he never let Bianchini get comfy.
You know, Freddie is a great player a lot of times. For whatever reason, these first three games he struggled, and we were coming into the season, and we were looking at Freddie, and we were, you know, we went to camp, and he dominated at camp, and we haven't seen that yet this year, and we kind of called him out a little bit and said, hey, you know, where's Freddie from camp? Where's that Freddie that just can't be blocked, that guy that's coming off the ball and making plays? And I think that we saw him tonight. You know, you can see that look of almost relief on his face, because he did come out here and he balled tonight, and it was great to see, and I'm proud of him.
This senior class has not been a part of a whole lot of success since they've been here. This is a huge step forward, winning against Heelan for the first time in school history. Michael DeMars, I thought, called a great game under center. I know he's a senior, and that's what you expect out of him, but I think big step forward for him, and, you know, everybody's a hold tonight.
Yeah, Michael DeMars had a great game, and he's a player for us. He's a leader for us. But, you know, our great players don't necessarily always have great games. I think that was the case against Algona last week. I think that he had, you know, not the game that we'd expect from Michael DeMars. This tonight was vintage Michael DeMars, where he was making plays with his arm, with his feet, but most of all with his mind. He was making smart plays, I just can't say enough about him as a leader and as a quarterback for us.
Through the rest of the district, Sergeant Bluff leading Lamar's by 8 right now in the fourth quarter. Spirit Lake beat Spencer 28-10, and your opponent next week, Humboldt, won 45-13 over Algona. How long do you celebrate this till you look forward to the Wildcats?
Hey, I always give them 24 hours. Every week we get 24 hours either to sulk and you know, be a little sad, and or 24 hours to celebrate. You know, the trick is they still have to watch tape tomorrow morning, so I don't know if it's really 24 hours, but they'll get a little celebration time. You know, they can cheer a little louder when they're watching tape, I suppose, but we've got a lot to work on. We've got a lot to get better for.
Last question before I let you go. This is the first time Storm Lake started year 4-0 since 1977. The crowd was out in full form tonight, not just the students. You had parents here, everybody. They were on their feet at opportune times making noise for you. How big of a factor are they?
Our crowd is the best crowd in the state, and I know everybody says that, but I was here 4 years ago, and the first game I ever watched, I think we lost by 50, and I said that night, that is the best crowd I've ever seen in my life, because they are cheering, they are diehards. You know, Josh Wurge's mother was able to come for the first time to ever see him play, and he was emotional. It's great to see. I absolutely love our fans. I love our team. You know, we just got to keep it rolling.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck next week.
Yeah, thank you, Tanner.